But the Lord has reduced the number of those days. If he had not, nobody would survive. For the sake of his chosen people, however, he has reduced those days. Then, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear. They will perform miracles and wonders in order to deceive even God's chosen people, if possible. Be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. In the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send the angels out to the four corners of the earth to gather God's chosen people from one end of the world to the other. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender, and it starts putting out some leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the time is near, ready to begin. Remember that all these things will happen before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows, however, when that day or hour will come. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father knows. Be on watch, be alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It'll be like a man who goes away from home on a trip and leaves his servants in charge. After giving each one his own work to do, and after telling the doorkeeper to keep watch. Watch then, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. It might be in the evening, or at midnight, or before dawn, or at sunrise. If he comes suddenly, he must not find you asleep. What I say to you, then, I say to you all, watch.